This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
We've just been joined by the captain of the ship. Now, I always call you that, and I know that might irritate you a little bit, and I do apologise if it does.
That's all right. Don't bother me.
So, can we call you Bob, Lord Bob,
Sir Bob? You can call me Bob, Rob, all sort of thing. Woof, woof.
And you are... Well, you warmed up, because last week you were doing Cows Week Radio, by all accounts.
That's correct.
We mentioned the sea, we mentioned the boats and stuff, and I mentioned the fact that, you know, Cows Week and water and stuff, and you said, oh no, I'll keep away from the water as much as I possibly can.
Oh yes. I did 30 years at sea, and I don't want to go back there again.
Fair enough. Now, ChemDry first.
That's correct.
I'm just checking out your website, and are you 25 years experience?
30 years
now.
30 that, years.
The website needs updating.
That's right, yes. Too busy to do it. That's the problem, is it?
Good. That's incredible. Drier, cleaner, healthier.
That's right.
ChemDry first. And it says here, the world's leading carpet and upholstery cleaning company.
That's right, yeah. We've now produced... we have now negotiated with our next-door neighbours, and we're renting out a section of their unit. So we've now created a specific spot for cleaning curtains and rugs. And so that... We not only get them a deeper clean, but there are rugs that have a problem when we get on a customer's property. They just can't be cleaned there. We have to take them away. So now we've created this special unit where we can take difficult rugs away, clean them, give them a good treatment, dry them, protect them, and bring them back to the customer. But then also we do that with curtains. Now, when you hang a curtain up against a glass window during the winter, condensation comes down, drops down on the bottom of the curtain. The curtain gets a little bit mouldy. It gives it a quick wipe over. Then it gets a bit more mould on. It gets a bit black. We've got a product that gets rid of that. So we don't clean them, but we get rid of all. We get rid of. We can't guarantee, but we're 98% sure we'll get rid of the mould.
Brilliant.
So instead of having to buy new curtains, you get. Get them cleaned by us, it's as good as new.
Absolutely. And I say, sometimes we're accused of living in a throwaway society. And
that's
you think,
right.
Come on.
Throw them away.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then, I mean, you know, if you've got some really nice curtains and, you know, they're quite expensive, the worst thing you can do is just chuck them away.
That's right.
Get them cleaned.
That's right. And we dry clean them. We don't wet clean them. We dry clean them because if you wet clean a curtain, you can get up to 10% shrinkage. Whereas with wet dry cleaning, you get about a 2% 3% shrinkage.
Okay. So when people get in touch with you and they say, okay, I've got a stain on my curtain and you have to come and take them away or collect them or whatever, how long does it usually take,
depending on how busy we are?
Well, judging by, you know, take your 5 years to change the website, how long roughly would it take?
A couple of days, usually a week, so at most.
That's pretty good.
But if a customer wants them back by a specific date, we will try to get them back to that specific date for them.
Brilliant. Okay, so you've got a big team of people working for you.
Six people
working island-wide.
Island-wide.
And, you know, they cover every part of the island.
They cover every part of the island.
No place you won't go.
No place we won't go. The only place we can't go is to the seashore because there's a bit of water to get our feet wet. We don't like getting our feet wet.
So you do domestic cleaning.
Commercial cleaning,
specialist stain removal as well.
That's right.
What's the worst stain you've ever had to deal with?
Oh, we had a pub, going back now, around about 20 years. It was... You stuck to the, you went in and your feet stuck to the carpet because there's so much beer. It was black, and they were thinking about getting. I just called in on the off chance.
Yeah,
and they said, "Well, can you do anything with this?" I said, "Yeah, I can clean it." So he said, "Oh, so well, what if I spend all the money and you don't get and I get you to do it and it doesn't come up to my satisfaction?" So we have a written guarantee. You're not satisfied with the service provided, you don't pay. Oh, sure, I'd love some of that. So we cleaned it right through. Came out like brand new.
And he was happy.
Oh, we're more than happy, yeah.
Wonderful. How good does that sound?
That's right.
I can ask you a silly question, and forgive me, it's my sense of humour. I'm just visualising somebody phoning you up and saying, I've got a stain on my carpet, and you get there, and it's like a blood-stained carpet with a white chalk mark around the outside. Have you ever been asked to sort one of those out?
Blood stains, yes, yeah.
Blood stains,
on a regular basis, yeah. We have quite a few of our customers are of the sort of... older type, like myself, you know, 70 plus, and we get called out to someone's had a body fluid escape, blood and other stuff, and we just clean it up. Blood can be a bit difficult because of the makeup and the molecular structure of the blood, but we can get most blood on out, as long as we've not been left to on the carpet too long.
Right, okay. What about, you know, when people, because of wine, red wine is what I was saying.
Red wine, tea, coffee, Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can be real, I only said a rude word, but, because we're on the air, I won't say it.
Good.
But they can be pretty difficult to remove. But we've got products that will clean, if we can't remove it, nobody else can. We get called out by other carpet cleaners saying that I've got this problem on this carpet, we'll go out and sort it out for them.
Okay, so is that the most common, you know, with red wine,
red
coffee,
wine,
tea?
Yeah, especially if it's a South American Bolivian red wine. If it's something in the tannin in the wine, it just has a tendency to stick to the carpets.
Okay, so is there anything else that is, you know, quite common, people stain, oil stains, things like that?
Oil stains, makeup.
Right.
Yes, yeah, we've got products for makeups, especially this stuff, black stuff they stick on their eyes. I can't remember what it was.
Mascara.
Mascara, that's the name. Yeah,
I don't know why I know that. I'm a bit worried that
I used to know that name, but as I say, of a certain age, I sometimes forget who I am. So the office people keep saying, you're Bob, you know, what are you doing here? I said, I've come to pay the wages. Well, you can stay there, and once you've done that, you can go away.
Right, fair enough. So basically the message is, if you've spilt wine on the carpet,
anything,
any kind of oil, anything like that,
anything,
don't throw it away.
Don't throw it away. Give us a call. Advice is free. You've got a problem with your carpets, any of your other soft furniture, you're not quite sure what to do, give John a ring. If he can't answer it, we have the ability to go to a call centre on the mainland, which has access to other Chemdries in 150 other countries that will come up with a problem. They will have a solution to that problem. We can pass that solution on to the customer. We can, not going to say clean anything, because that would be impossible, but most stains we can get out if we don't know. We don't know how to get it out. We know a man who can.
Okay. So when you phone, and I'm guessing the number's still correct, 295518.
Correct.
Okay. When you phone, you can book someone, and somebody will come around. It's free to come around.
Yep.
They'll give you a free quote.
Free quote, no charge.
And they'll give you free advice as well.
Free advice as
well.
How
brilliant is that?
So and we also give free carpet protection. For every carpet we clean, we give a free carpet protection. Stays cleaner longer.
Fantastic. That's good service, isn't it? That is knowing that you're safe there.
But we also, when we clean the carpet, we leave them a little package, a questionnaire. With all sorts of questions, you know, how do you like our service? Have we treated you right? Did you get the right service? And it's come on a stamped addressed envelope, and we expect people to fill it up and send it off to us, because we like to hear back from our customers. They've got a complaint, we like to hear about it, because we can't improve if we don't hear that they have a complaint. If they get us, you only learn through your mistakes. And if you can't, we don't know we've made a mistake, we can't improve. So we're dependent on our customers informing us that we've fell down on this area or that area, and then we're coming out and sorting out for them free of charge.
Sounds like a good deal to me. That's what you want. You want to have some confidence in someone.
We're a Which Trusted Trader. We're the only Which Trusted Trader cleaning company on the island.
What is that then?
You've heard of Witch, haven't you? The magazine.
I married a couple, but Witch, that kind of witch.
Yes, right.
Right, okay,
yes, right. Yeah.
You say on your website you've got great packages to suit you. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Oh, we can do carpets, we can do curtains, we can do upholstery, we can do leather, we can do rugs of any type, silk rugs, cotton rugs, man-made fibre rugs, whether the rugs are Persian, Asian, or any other type. We can clean kilims. We can clean, you name it, we can clean it. We can put a package together, say you want a house clean on a regular basis, we can come out and clean it on a regular basis, or we can do one-off cleans.
Okay. It's fascinating to talk to you. I want to get a few more details out of you before that, but you are the experts. Basically, when it comes down to these things,
you've got a problem, we're the experts.
Yeah. Give them a call.
Give us a call.
If you're local, 01983 295518. Do you travel to the mainland as well or not?
Oh,
that's going on the sea. You don't like that.
No, I don't like that.
All right, so local, 295518. There is a website as well, and it is
www.chemdryfirst.co.uk.
You got it. You remember.
And also, if you go on there, you got a chance to get apply for a free can of spot remover.
I think we've got one around here, and we've used it a few times. So, yeah, and it is quite a big can as well. See the lady holding it. It's massive. So it's got to be well worth doing. So get in touch. Before you start thinking about buying new curtains, new carpets, and so on and so forth, it's going to cost the earth, give that number a call, 295518. They will come out, and they will give you expert advice. They won't push you into anything. And
We had a rug come in yesterday. We measured it up on the customer's premises, but it didn't want to get round because it wasn't completely full. And we said, well, the price is going to be such and such. She accepted that, got it back, measured it up, and properly had a look at it, and said, sorry, we misquoted the price. The price is going to only be such and such, which was £10 lower than actually we quoted. We always give a fair price.
Good. Excellent. It's really good to see you. I'm glad things are going well and you're really, really busy. But I really do think you should go back and change that website as soon as possible.
Okay.
All right? Because it's 30 years experience, not 25. Makes a major difference. Good to see you, Bob.
Okay, take care.
Thanks for coming in.
Bye-bye. www.vectisradio.com